2023, discussing Rara Sudaniti, verse 98, continuing from yesterday. This verse was glorifying the unique position of Rarani, her seva, and Sri Krishna's dependence on Rarani. And Rarani is the topmost form of spiritual perfection. And then it concludes, the verse concludes 98 with the Manjaris praying for Rarani's love. So let's see what we have here. So yesterday we heard about why Rarani's called Aradhyayati in this verse, because she's Radha, she's the greatest worshiper. And we heard about Priya Priyatam, Krishna's Priyatam, Radharani's Priya. Now this section, Anathas Bhavji is explaining this second line of the sloka, Sam Siddhyanti Yadashayana Param Govinda Sakhi Utsaka. The Sakhis of Govinda are very eager to take shelter of Radharani because her love is perfect and the best. So then here's a translation. Those who are eager to relish Siddhi and Prem, perfection, become Govinda's Sakhis, take shelter of Radharani. Rupa Goswami describes this, Ujjalinamani, chapter 8, verse 60. Vayamidam anabhuya shikshama yama, kuru kshatraesaha radhayeva sakyam, priya sahatri yatra badam, Antar, Bhavati Hari Pranaya, Pramoda Lakshmi. So this section, this one verse, describes how to become dear to Radharani. So one Manjari named Mani Manjari, she taught one newcomer, Sakhi. Says Sakhi, so I don't know if he's Manjari or Sakhi. The Manjari is also Sakhi. And she says, she addresses her, she says, O Chature, O clever girl, this is Mani Manjari sharing her experience. We have personal experience of what we're going to tell you. Therefore, we're instructing you. You should make friends with Radharani. Radhaiva Sakyam. You should become a Sakhi, a friend of Radharani. If you think to yourself, what's the use of making friends with Radharani instead of Hari? Radharani also desires Krishna just like we do. So this must be a Sakhi, new Sakhi. Radharani wants Krishna, we want Krishna. So what's the advantage of becoming Radharani's friend? I just approach Krishna directly. So then, if you think like that, the Mani Manjari says, then just listen, I'll tell you. When you have established a deep, loving relationship with Radharani, the treasure of Hari Prem will come to you automatically. So that's how to be dear to Radharani, become her friend, and how to get Krishna Prem. Even if you want Krishna Prem as a Sakhi, yeah, you can only get it by the blessing of Radharani. This next section explains how Krishna needs the Manjaris. We just heard just now, the Braja Gopis need the shelter of Radharani to attain Krishna. But Krishna himself needs the shelter of the Manjaris to attain Radharani. So everybody's dependent on someone else. No one's independent, that's the idea. Independence is an illusion. It's a pretty big illusion. People are pretty convinced of their independence. That's the power of Maya. Maya, that which is not. So, Radharani is the topmost perfection. City means perfection. Some city means of all possible perfections. She's the Parama city, Parama some city. Of all attainable or desirable cities or perfections in bhakti, karma, yoga, it's all personified by Radharani. That's basically the point. This is the third line of the sloka. Yat sam siddhi parama padeka rasavati aradnam. Radharani, her worship is delicious. Rasavati means tasty, means rasa. Said her worship is delicious. She's also a good cook. I guess her kisses are also sweet. Her lalus and glovesjavans are also sweet, and so I don't know if they're as sweet as her kisses. You have to ask Krishna about that. I know about Radharani's remnants. Every Radha Krishna Bhakta eats Radharani's remnants every day. So you have some idea. I had some sweets that were tasted by Radharani today. They were pretty good. Oh, and no sugar, no honey, only dates and prem. Date prem. Like you have date gaur, date sugar. It's called date prem. So this is the perfection of Manjari Bhav. Experienced devotees know how delicious is the mood of serving Radharani as a Manjari. As they say, it takes one to know one. If you're a thief, you can understand thieves. So if you're serving Radharani and somebody asks you, what's it like to be a Manjari serving Radharani? It has become one to taste it. It's like someone trying to say, what's the taste of a glow jewel? Well, buy it and find out. You have to bite into it, you have to buy into it. You have to take it out, practice it. Get the mercy of Radharani and her niches to the Raghavinka Janas, and then you'll be able to taste the happiness and joy of serving and Manjari Bhav Radharani. So this is about how old this next section is. That's Radharani's highest perfection. The next section is the conclusion. It's kind of a conclusion. When will Radharani give me her love? The Manjari wonders, the Sarika Manjari. When will Radha, who is like a vine crowning the Upanishads, that's line 4 of the sloka. Shruti Moli Shekhara Lata. She Radha Shruti Moli Shekhara Lata. She's a Lata creeper and a crest jewel. She's a crest crown on top of all the Shrutis, all the Vedic Shruti knowledge. The perfection of knowledge is to realize the significance and unique position of Radharani and her Mahabhav towards Krishna. So, Gopal Thapani Upanishad describes Radharani as Gandharva. And the Rig Veda Parishishta, which is a supplement to the Rig Veda, calls her Radhika. The secrecy and hidden enchanting tattva and truth of Radharani is proven by the fact that her name is practically absent in all the Vedas. You find Gandharva, you find Gandharva, you find Radhika, you find Gandharva, Radhika, you don't find Radha. Like Gopal Thapani Upanishad talks about Krishna, talks about the Gopis, talks about Brajlila. So that's an Upanishad, that's the primary source of evidence, and there is establishing the reality and existence a Bhagavan named Krishna in Vrindavan with the gopis. So that's a hard one to ignore. Madhva Sampradaya, they say someone made it up because they don't accept the supremacy of Radharani. They say Radharani is an apsara. that some girl came from heaven and had an affair with Krishna in Vrindavan when he was a teenager. Radharani, Krishna's Sakti is Rukmini and Satyabhama. Dwarka queens are the only Sakti's of Krishna. That's what the Madhva Sampradaya writes about and preaches. So we don't agree with that. It's described in the Vamana Purana how the Shrutis themselves, it's called the Shruti Prasanna, the rishis and sages that are embodiments and forms of the very teachings of the Shrutis. They live in Mahavaikuntha, in the material world, with Shiradakshaya Vishnu. They're called the Shruticharis. When you read chapter 29 of Rasa, 10th canto, the commentary of Jiva and Vishnu describe different types of persons that became gopis to dance with Krishna and Maharas dance. One is the Monichari, the Dandakaranya sages that saw Ram millions of years ago and fell in love with him. So this particular is the Shruticharis and Monicharis. Shruticharis are the sages that personify the Vedic Shrutis, the wisdom and teachings of those. They live in Mahavaikuntha, which is also called Shiradakshaya Vishnu Loka. And what does they do? What do they do every day? Every morning they chant Mangalarti. They chant Purusha Shukta. Purusha Shukta. Our prayers to the Purusha. Purusha means the Supreme Person, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, Sri Vishnu. So it tells the story of how these guys with big beards and jata became gopis. Imagine that. It's like Nittai Baba and Vinod Baba, they have big beards and jata. They're little girls, little mandaris. Nittai Baba is his friend. He has hair going like round and round and round. It's like 30 feet long, 10 meters long on his head. Looks like an electric coil or something. They're really long. He is a very good friend of Harishan and my Gurudev also. So this story is there. You find the Shruticharis, the personified rishis, they desire to get Gopi Bhav, so they pray to Krishna's lotus feet. O Bhagavan, seeing your form, which is more beautiful than millions of cubits, we have become agitated like lusty girls. Kamani Bhava Masadya, Smara, Asamsha. Asamsha means they're disturbed, in doubt about their masculinity. They're overtaken by feminine spirituality. Their male hormones are being severely suppressed. So in presence of Cupid personified, Kandarva Koti Lavanya, Krishna's Lavanya is radiant, natural glow of his body is more beautiful and more attractive and enticing and captivating than Kandarva Koti, millions of Kandarvas. Don't want to see that guy. You see him, you'll go crazy. You'll give up all your attachment to society, friendship, and love. If you see Govindaji standing under a kadama tree on the banks of the Yamuna. That prayer is in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and it's a prayer not to Bhagavan Govinda, it's a prayer to the Archamurti of Govinda, who's in Jayapur. Because he was discovered in Gomata Tila, where the Prachin Radha Govinda Mandir is standing on top of the hill. So there's a Swaprakat Murti, self-manifested Murti of Govinda. Radharani was later bought to be with Govinda by Janamata. But Govinda manifested there, Rupa Goswami, Yeah, a fantastic temple, seven-story temple built for him. So he also wrote a prayer to glorify Govinda saying this. If you're attached to your society, friendship, and material love affairs and people in this world, don't go to see my Govinda. So every bhakta, every pujari, every devotee has murti of Gauranitai or Jagannath or Shalagram or Giriraj. They should feel the same way as Rupa Goswami. They should have intense mamata bhav. Oh, my Giriraj is so cute. He's the cutest Giriraj. And so I said, well, am I? Not bad. But not like mine. Okay. Love is in the heart of the holder. So these rishis are they're losing their sense control. And they said, they prayed to Krishna, we want to worship you just like the loving way the gopis have done, knowing you to be our lovers. So they had Sakhi Bhav, they had Madhura Rati. Incidentally, when we talk about the loving affairs around Krishna, there's no such thing as Madhurya Ras, or Madhurya Rati. Do you know that? Read Nectar Devotion, you might learn something. Good change of pace. The Rati of amorous erotic love of Radharani and Krishna, all the gopis, called Madhura. Madhurya means sweetness. The word sweetness. But Madhura means amorous erotic love, which of course is very sweet as a side effect. But when you talk about Madhura Rati and the one that relished and experienced that Rati, that excitement of being together and loving each other, that is called Madhura Ras. Madhura means, we say, Madhura Purushottam. Oh, you can say that. Madhura Purushottam Sri Krishna Ki.
Jai.
Maryada Purushottam Sri Ramachandra Ki Jai. Prem Purushottam Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. So what are the four Madhuryas of Krishna?
Venu Madhurya,
Prema Madhurya,
Lila
Madhurya,
and Rupa Madhurya.
Yeah. Rupa Madhurya, Venu Madhurya, Prema Madhurya, Lila Madhurya. So his liyas are sweet, form is sweet, food is sweet, and his loving dealings are very sweet. But that sweetness, if you experience it as a stirati, is called madhurati. Clear? Don't put madhur, no y, a side point. Refined conception. So they're praying, and Krishna heard their prayers. What did he say? No, thank you, I have enough gopis. No, I'll take one, I'll take them all. Hey, Rishi Baba, your desires are very ambitious and are rarely fulfilled by me. But I agree, your wish will become true. Lucky sages. Following Krishna's permission, some of the Shrutichari Rishis took birth as gopis in Braj and got Krishna's personal seva there. Rupa Goswami confirms this in Ujjalilamani. The highly intelligent Upanishads personified were amazed when they saw the unrivaled beauty of the gopis. So they faithfully performed tapa, austerity, by which they took birth in Braj as gopis. This is described by the Vamana Purana and also other Upanishads. So this shows that how to attain Radharani's love. The Shrutis are an example of attaining Krishna's love and concomitantly Radharani's love. By following the footsteps of the gopis, Gopi Bhava Anugatya, following the footsteps of the gopis. You follow them, you get where they go. If you don't follow them, who knows where you go. Go somewhere. And then he quotes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, told her father, Gopal Bhatta, Venkata Bhatta, and Sriranga Shetra during Chaturmasya, described in Madhulila Chapter 9 of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu said, the Upanishads followed the footsteps of the Gopis. Gopika Anugatya Hoya, Anugata. Gopika means the group of Sakis, they followed them. While worshipping Rajeshri Suta, the son of the Queen of Vrindavan, is a fancy way of saying Krishna, the Prince of Braj. And they took birth as Gopis in Braj, and they got to dance with the Ras with Krishna. There's some tapes where Krishna is talking about Krishna, about in 1966, Prabhupada is talking about Krishna in Vrindavan and how personal he is. He said, it's 1966, right in the beginning, just speaking to a bunch of converted hippies and drug addicts and all these guys, you know. He said, if you want, you can dance with Krishna, you can eat with Krishna, you can kiss Krishna. This is in the Krishna book. I think the first printing, maybe they printed, edited it out in the second printing. But this first printing, this was very important. It's Praman for Aindradas, Brahmachari, the Kirtaniya king of ISKCON, Kirtan king, or whatever they call him, emperor, whatever, Jagat Guru, whatever. But he liked this quote, because he wanted to kiss Krishna. he was the Manjari slash Sakhi Bhav. It's his own variety. Special variety. So that's about it for this verse. We'll read another translation of text 998. We'll go to the next text here. Okay. Radharani worships her dearest beloved jewel of Braj, Braj of Money. Priyam Braj of Money. With the grand festival of advanced loving affection. Prabhupada Anuragutsav, advanced loving affection, that's an interesting idea. By taking shelter of Radharani, those who are anxious for an intimate friendship with Krishna, Govinda, definitely achieve their desired supreme success, as seen in the Shruti Charis. Just the super excellent perfection born of the single topmost ras is attained by devoted worship of Radharani. Such as Sri Radha, who is known as the creeper upon the topmost crowning glory of the Vedas. Radha Shuti Moli Shekhar Lata. Will that Radharani ever acknowledge a loving relationship with me? It's interesting, we'll hear, now we start this other verse. We hear how Radharani, how these different verses, the Prabhupada Saraswati, he's praying he prays to get Radharani's service, then he prays to get Radharani's love, then he prays to get accepted by Radharani. So each of his shlokas glorifying Radharani and her relationship and pastime with Krishna usually ends with some prayer of begging for some kind of specific form of mercy. Seva Rarani, or to be accepted by accepted in Rarani Sakigan, underneath the Lita Vishaka, one of Rasa Sakis, or to receive her love, the Mahabhava that Rarani offers to Krishna. So we'll read this next verse, text 99. Gatre Koti Tadichavi Pravitana Nanda Chavi Sri Mukhe Bimbo Ste Navavidruma Chavi Kare Sampala Vaika Chavi Hema Baru Kudmala Chavi Kucha Dwande Ravindakshanam Vande Tanava Kunja Kele Madaram Radha Bidana Ma. Translation. This verse praises Radha Krishna's Kunja Kali Lila and describes, and also describes the incredible beauty of Radharani's divine transcendental form. The translation. The mantra is praising Radharani. Vande, we say Vande Ham Shigra. So that word is here, Vande, means I praise, I glorify, I pray to. So Manji says, I pray to the sweetness of the new Kunja pastimes of Radharani. Radharani's body shines like millions of lightning bolts. Her beautiful face shines with ever-expanding ecstatic bliss. And her lips are bimba cherry red. You can look up on your Google search, type up B-I-M-B-A, bimba fruit, pick, and you'll see pictures of bimba fruits. They're in the spiritual world also, in Vrindavan here also. It's kind of orangey red, actually. You see it, maybe it's not riper, I don't know. I never saw one live, I just saw a picture. They compare it to cherries, but they don't look like St. Horace cherries. Anyway, whose hands shine, you see it? Kind of orangey red? Oh, red, but...
There are different shades, but this one is very red.
Oh, yeah, that's probably different species. That's bimba. So there they are. They're on his list. That's nice. The lip darshan. So her lips are shining like new stones of coral. Her hands are shining like fresh twigs. And her breasts shine like the buds of golden lotus flowers. And her eyes shine like blue lotus flowers. So she's the original flower girl. She's got flower eyes and flower breasts and flower face and... You got all the fragrance and beauty. It says in Swargaloka, heavenly planets, the ladies there, their bodies naturally smell like lotus flowers. They're not, I don't know if they have lotus eyes, must have lotus eyes also. Lotus palms and lotus feet, etc. But their bodies, the fragrance of their bodies, without any perfume, are naturally fragrant like lotus flowers, which is a very subtle and sweet fragrance. You can smell it and find out. So, word for word we say here. Well, one thing we can say, because we're talking about this theme of the Sanskrit, because Prabhupada Sarasvati was formerly Prakasananda Saraswati of Benares. He was an awaiting follower, worshipping Brahma Syuja as the goal. And the Sitani converted him to from Nirvishesh Brahma to Savashesh Brahma, to the spiritual reality with form and variety and qualities as Krishna. And then he moved to Vrindavan to Bhajan and Kalidas. And he got his name Prabodhananda Saraswati. Prabodhananda means full of bliss. Prabodh means full. Concentrated bliss, and he was a very learned person. He was Saraswati before. That was a title given because of his expertise in Sanskrit wisdom. He was Prakashananda Saraswati. Now he became Prabodhananda Saraswati. Same person. So because he was always meditating on Brahma Jyoti and Brahman, he always, many times in Vrindavan Mahimamrita and Sangeet Madhav and Rara Suniti and Chaitanya Chandradaya, or no, Chaitanya Chandramrita, other books he's written, he always talks about Mahaprabhu or Radharani as like Jyoti. He falls in like the light, the white light, or chubby, the word chubby. Chubby means lightning-like, brilliant like lightning. So this verse has the word chubby 5 times. Line one, chubby. Two chubbies in line one. Two chubbies in line two. One chubby, chubby, not like fat. Not chubby, chubby, double C, chubby, and one in line three. So that's 5 times. So what he describes, Radharani is chubby, effulgent, her face is effulgent, her lips are effulgent, her hands are effulgent, and her breasts are effulgent. They're all like Jyoti, like Brahma Jyoti, very, very brilliant effulgent. It's very unusual because you compare his Sanskrit writing style with other Rasik Jans, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Guru Goswami, Raghunath Das, Jiva, etc. They never use the word Jyoti, Chavi. Hardly ever. It's a speciality because he's programmed to think like that and see reality like that. It's an interesting observation of scholars and pundits of the peculiarity of Prabhupada Saraswati. You know that's his signature. When you reverse, you look at a verse, look for the word Chavi and Jyoti. It's just a side point. Everyone has their own style. No tension. Their own phrases, their own style. So, these is all we always said is what the verse, word for word is. She's effulgent, all this. So we read the translation. So this verse, I mean this commentary, Tika, by Nandadas Babaji, answers a question. Why Krishna loves Radharani so much? Good idea. Let's find out. The Leela he describes to warm up to get to that description. But first the Leela, then the Tattva, the point of Tattva, that the point of Tattva is why Krishna loves Radharani most of all. And there's a word here. It's not there. It's just some other, I don't know what he's quoting. Now let's quote this word. Radharani, one name for Radharani is Kunjabi Sarika. It's not related to the verse. Maybe it's somewhere 1,000 names of Radharani, 108 names of Radharani in Savali. Kunjabi Sarika means one who goes for a love journey to the Kunj to meet Krishna. So here's the Leela. Radharani passionately runs through the forest to meet Krishna in the Kunja. And the Manji is following Radharani like her shadow. Nagar Sham is already eagerly waiting in the arbor for Radharani to arrive. He's so eager that his heart blooms up with joy when he hears anything that reminds him of Radharani's ankle bells, bangles, or footsteps. It's winter time, so the leaves on a tree are dry, and when the wind blows in the night, the leaves chatter together, bump together, make it like a sound like bells or something. So he hears that, so that's Radharani. So he runs out of Kunj. I thought I heard ankle bells. I thought I heard waist bells. It's not a waist bell. It's just some dry leaves in a tree, you stupid. That's because he's eager. When you're eager, you don't see clearly. You know, can't think clearly. You're too eager. Like sometimes you're so eager to get to the airport, to get to the plane to India. They get to the airport and say, I forgot my passport. It was right on my desk before I left. I brushed my hair, I put my perfume on, it's looking good. I grabbed my phone, ran, my passport is right next to my phone. Mom, come bring my passport to the airport. If you have, Mom, or ask your pussy guy. You don't have a mother, ask your cat to bring your passport. Might have a hard time working that out. So Radharani's bodily effulgence, or chubby, illuminates the kunja and fills the whole of Vrindavan with a golden light. Shyamasundara's nose is maddened by her bodily fragrance. His eyes are pleased by the golden aura of her divine body, and his ears are gladdened by the sweet sound of Radharani's ankle bells and waist bells. Still, it is not external physical beauty that can stir the heart of Krishna. Krishna himself tells Garuda in Rupa Goswami's Lita Madhava. Lita Madhava is about Dwarka Lila, where Garuda shows up sometimes. But because it talks about Garuda, Lita Madhava is Rupa Goswami's play about Dwarka Lila. So why is Garuda in Dwarka? Because sometimes when Krishna comes out of his house, out of his palace, he has two arms. And he walks down, He walks down the road, all the forms come together. When he walks in the Siddharma assembly house, he sprouts four arms. To manage the kingdom, it's better to have four arms. But to manage your wife, two arms are more comfortable. Four arms get in the way, you know. That'd be a little awkward. See with the guy with four arms. No, you wouldn't get away, that's for sure. You're wrapped up tight. Throw away the key. So there's an interesting story. What is the story? I don't remember. About how Garuda showed up one day in Dwarka. Oh. I know what it was. The Guru was getting proud. So Vishnu told the Guru, why don't you go to Kim Purusha Loka? You're a servant. You're a carrier. Guru, you're a carrier of me. You're Bhagavan's Wahan. You carry Bhagavan Vishnu. But you're getting a little puffed up. You think you're my chauffeur. And you get a little puffed up. So I want you to go to Kim Purusha Loka, where Hanuman lives. He's a Wahan. Hanuman is a Wahan, the airplane, the jet plane or whatever, airplane, Viman of Ramachandra. And talk to him. And you bring him here. I want to see Hanuman. So Kuru went there to Kimbrusha and said, hey monkey. He said, Dwarkadish wants to see you. And Hanuman has a little ego, you know, he's a fighter. He said, wait, who are you calling monkey? You, man, look at your tail, what do you think you are? I'm a Kim Purusha person. I'm from Kim Purusha, I'm not a bunder from Vrindavan. You know, then have an Asker. You know what Kim, this, you know what this planet is called Kimberu Sloka. You know what that planet, what the name of this planet means? Kim means what kind of, and Bruce means what kind of man is this? So when you see Hanuman, you say, what kind of guy is this? He looks like a human being, he's got a tail and hair like a monkey. He speaks Sanskrit. Well, I don't know too many monkeys or gorillas that speak Sanskrit. So then they, so Guru said, just shut up. And Guru went to grab and put him on his wing. He said, who's going to shut up? So they had a fight. The two servants, Guru and Hanuman. So Hanuman beat the crap out of Guru. And he put him under his armpit. It's not a very nice place to live. And Hanuman jumped from Kimberu's locker, and he showed up in Dwarka, in the Siddharma assembly house. And Krishna, you came. It's nice to see you. I sent Guru to... Did you see Guru? Yeah, he came to see me. But he wasn't very mannerly. You should teach him some manners. She gave him a copy of Amy Vanderbilt's Book of Manners. And he said, "What? Is, where is he? I got him under my arm." He said, my armpit. Well, let him go. He said, well, Guru came out. He's very humble. And he said, my Lord, I learned my lesson. Chinata Pisani Chena Tarori Vasishana Mani Na Mani Dina Kirtani Isadari Hanuman Baba Ki Jai. So this is describing Ananda's quotes about Guru here. In Lita Madhav, Krishna tells Guru to, oh friend, Rukmini, my wife, may be as beautiful as you say. There's no more need to continue her description. Because Hari's heart cannot be stolen by physical beauty. It is only the love that comes along with the beauty that can capture Hari. So the primary element is love, not beauty. Love above power, mercy above justice. So beauty has a lot of power. It's one of six, Krishna's six powers. Aishwarya Vibhuti. So the power of strength, physical strength, money power, physical strength power, beauty power, fame power. These are a lot of powerful things. So Krishna is not impressed by powerful beauty of his number one queen, Rukmini. So he wanted to explain that to Guru. Only those who have a taste of, let's see. What did I say? Oh, I got lost my place here. There's no more need to continue. It's only the love that comes along with the beauty that can capture it. So Radhika has the greatest love for Bhagavan, so she can capture Hari or Krishna or Ram or anybody completely. I mean, look what Radharani did to Vishnu's wife. He lost his wife to Radharani. Radharani's beauty completely captivated Lakshmi. She gave up Vaikuntha and Narayan Vishnu said, where are you going? I'm leaving. Why? He said, I'm attracted to the beautiful boyfriend of Radharani, Krishna. Her love is so great, I want to be like her. Good luck. Husband always says that when a wife runs away. Good luck finding somebody else like me. Yeah. Slam the door. Goodbye. So when Radhika arrives in the Kunj, that was a little diversion to comparative philosophy there, comparing Rukmini to Radharani, basically. It's a little Indian diversion off the point. And so that was Lila started one paragraph, then went to some kind of tava, then back to Lila. When Radhika arrives in the kunja, Krishna carefully escorts her inside the kunja, personally washes Radharani's feet. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, and dries him off with his yellow chador, yellow dhoti. Srimati then seats Krishna next to her and says, "You love me so much. There's so many qualified gopis waiting for you. I'm so unqualified. I cannot nicely and freely serve you. I have so many shortcomings." While Srimati speaks like that, the luster of millions of lightning strikes gush out of her body. Lightning strikes normally pain the eyes, but the luster of Radharani's body is sweet, transcendental, soothing light of love. Only those who have tasted the sweetness by her grace can understand this. Where is an insignificant living entity, and where is Radhika's topmost love? So, now, Radharani asks Krishna, "Tell me, Shyam, tell me, what is it that you have taken from me that you love me so much?" Shyam cannot answer that question. He doesn't have any words to explain. He's so intoxicated by Radharani, he simply stares at Radharani's beautiful face with tear-filled eyes. This is like ultra-tender moment. Something to meditate on for a few years. Chant over a few years, meditate on the scene. May attain brain that way. Krishna tries to speak, but he remains speechless out of ecstasy. Incidentally, it's not noted here because this was done long ago, but this commentaries of this Rarasunati, like Vilakuswanji, are also based on commentaries of Madhusudan Saraswati and Ananda Gopal Goswami. I read that at the beginning of the book. So Ananda Gopal Goswami is in our Guru Parampara. He gave classes in 1950 on Vilakuswanji and Radha Damodara Mandir and Sevakunj, and also Radha Sunidhi during Karti. So his commentaries were recorded by hand and shared with Anantas later, so he incorporated. So when Aweta got those commentaries from Bengali, so he knew what was Ananda Gopal Goswami's. So Vilakuswanji noted in the commentaries where what part was spoken by Ananda Gopal Goswami. But he didn't do it for Radharasunidhi. Maybe he didn't know which ones. But many of them. Usually these tougher descriptions of these books, of these Radharasunidhi Vilakuswanji, usually the tattva is written by Natas Babaji and the lilas are by Ananda Gopal Goswami. So this very sweet lila feels like and sounds like the mood and expression of Ananda Gopal Goswami, being very familiar with this book that I'm reading since 1989. So that's a kind of a family pride. Pride is good, but not in yourself. Be proud of your girlfriend or proud of your husband or wife or something. But self-pride is destructive. Pride in others is constructive. So Krishna, intoxicated, looking around, he tries to speak, but he remains speechless out of ecstasy. He's dumbfounded, frozen, stumba. When Shyam stares at Srimati's beautiful face, the beauty of her face increases. Therefore, the Mantri glorifies Radharani. Pravitananda Chavi Shimuke. Your face is blissful and effulgent, Radharani. The maidservant enjoys the sweetness of that face through the relish that Shyamasundara is experiencing. So Manjari is also identifying with the heart of Krishna also. Because really understand the heart of Radharani, you have to understand the heart of Krishna. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gambhira Lila and Jagannatha Puri, he heard repeatedly description of Krishna Karamita, which describes the form and qualities and heart of Krishna. So he can understand, because Lord Chaitanya was in Radharani's Bhav, and Kanti wanted to understand Radharani's Mahabhav and her praying. So part of understanding Radharani's love is the love that Radharani, the love that Krishna has for Radharani. So Krishna Karamrita serves a very vital function to understand what is it in Krishna that Radharani loves, what is in Krishna that Radharani is attracted to, why Krishna makes, what is it that Krishna has that makes Radharani love him so much. The question we're answering now in this purport, in verse 99, is what Radharani asks Krishna a question, what is it in me that makes you love me so much? So this, we're hearing the answer, her beauty, her face, her love, and all this stuff. So Radharani asks the same, Krishna asks the same question, Radharani. What is in me that makes you love me so much? So the answer is given by Bill Mangala Thakur and Krishna Karamrita. Radharani is speaking the verse of Krishna Karamrita, glorification of Krishna. Got it? Understand how it works? Therefore, Krishna Karamrita is a key book for Raghunatha Bhakti. People say, oh, I'm not interested in Krishna. They're way off the mark, way off the mark. Because they got Gopi Bhav. Gopi Bhav includes Gopa Bhav. It's Yuga Bhav. We don't worship only Radha, we worship Radha Krishna Yuga together. So you have to know everything about Krishna's Bhav for Radharani, Radharani's Bhav for Krishna, and how Radharani sees the beauty of Krishna through her eyes. Madhuram, 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 Madhuram. How does Radharani see Krishna's beauty, his form, his qualities? That's revealed in Krishna Karamrita. It's a great classic book of poetry and Tattva philosophy. Don't neglect it. Anandas Babaji is not going to give us some book that's not related to Manjari Bhav. He's a Rasika Acharya of Rag Bhakti, Manjari Bhav Upasana, for the 21st century. So every book he publishes is connected and related to the Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana of Rag Bhakti and Manjari Bhav. Don't neglect them. Everyone is important to read again and again. Understand? Don't try to do your own thing. You get nowhere. Follow the Acharyas. That's success one way. From the very beginning of spiritual life, you have attraction and taste. Start meditating on Leela. Start desiring to have a citadel. Start thinking you have one. It's now when 20 years later, sell books for 20 years, offer RTs for 20 years. So if you have a taste, you have greed and interest and taste, attraction for it, start. At the level of Narada Devi, the second day you're in the temple, start. There's no purity required. There's no time factor involved. And Raghunatha Bhakti never is not a sequence to Vaidhi Bhakti. You can attract this Vaidhi Bhakti for 10 million lifetimes and never start practicing Raghunatha Bhakti. And you practice Vaidhi Bhakti, it takes you Vaikuntha. Practice Raghunatha Bhakti, following the Vrishvasis, their bhav and manner of seva to Krishna and Radharani. You go to Vrindavan. No other way. No shortcuts, no other way. This is teaching of Six Goswami and Bhavatam and Chaitanya and Charitamrita. So, Radharani asks Krishna why he loves her so much, and he can't even talk. He's speechless. So Radharani touches the speechless Shyam's chin. Can you give any explanation? Can you answer my question? Hello. Are you awake? So, when she says that, when she's speaking those words from her beautiful lips, the luster, the shine of her bimba cherry lips becomes more shiny, more manifest. Those sweet words to entice and excite Krishna, because her heart's excited when she's speaking, her lips are expressing the excitement of her heart, so they take a deeper red color. We'll continue there tomorrow. Jai Jai Shri Radhesha. Hare Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Cliffhanger.